What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5 and welcome to the studio. Adrian Munro, the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. Nice to be back in.
Oh, great to be back. Yeah, it was really a shame to miss a couple of weeks ago, but I was off with COVID, really quite unwell.
Like so many people are.
Yeah, so much better now. Everyone in the family's had it, so we're back on our feet, feeling much better.
Did you do lots of jigsaw puzzles?
No, I'm actually feeling quite unwell.
You were resting.
Yeah, I was. For a few days, I was actually resting, but I do have a really good jigsaw puzzle of Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco I'm working on. So,
how big are we talking? Is that taking up half your table?
It's quarter of your table. Well, like, it's actually quite wide. So, it's 1.2 metres long. There's only about 40 centimetres high. So, the first table I tried to do it on, it was actually about 5 centimetres too short. So, it's kind of like, I think, the panoramic. Like, it's quite wide, but quite skinny.
Gee, that's a bit different size, isn't it? 1.2 is quite
unusual.
But only 40 centimetres.
Yeah, it's quite unusual. So,
anyway, we should get on to
talking about,
well, it's important to do those activities. Yep. It helps our mental health, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's almost mindfulness when you're doing jigsaw, doing it with the kids, chatting away.
Love it. Now, we're going to continue our series. We're almost at the end of it as we head towards the end of the term. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, talking about having a sense of purpose in your life, it's really important to have a sense of purpose and be really intentional about what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve in life and what you value and what you're putting your energy to.
Love it. Back after this. Good to have you back in, Adrian. Talking about strategies to deal with our mental health, and even you think about the amount of people currently that are having to spend, like you, like me, have had to spend the 7 days at home, which can be quite challenging, even if you think about how does that impact our mental health?
Yeah, well, and for people, and lots of people are out there with kids and live with other people.
Yeah.
So in my household, it was 4.5, 5 weeks where we had someone in the household with all the 3 kids who went through one at a time, then my wife, then myself. So we had, 4.5, 5 weeks where we weren't doing much after school basketball. It was really just kind of kids going to school. We had time off when they were actually unwell, but then, being close contacts, we weren't going out and about to lots of different things because there's people in the house with COVID. So your social circle greatly diminishes. And, I'm not going to indoor cricket on Thursday because I don't want to infect other people. And so it's quite an impact when your life just comes down to just school, work, and then staying at home.
Your routine completely goes
absolutely
out the window.
So, and it's not just 7 days for people. It's many weeks for some people who live with other people in their house. But it's also what I always come back to in this area is this is on the back of 2 years of people. Lots of people are feeling really exhausted, really fatigued. People have been really busy at work because of the staff shortages that are impacting so many businesses. People have had lots of time of not being able to see family going interstate or overseas. So we are far more vulnerable at the moment. So having a few weeks cut off from our social circle is actually having a bigger impact. So the take-home message for us is if you're not quite feeling yourself and you think this is having quite an impact on me, being alone and being isolated, it's not that there's something wrong. This is the impact of 2 years of this. So what you're experiencing is totally to be expected because human beings are social beings and we've had a very extended period of time and we're more vulnerable to having a really significant impact from being socially isolated at the moment.
It's great that we can talk about it. Adrian, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more about purpose. You are on 98.5. Adrian Munro is with me, CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. We've been discussing mental health over the last term every fortnight. It's been a great topic, Adrian. Thinking about a lot of people that have been isolated for 7 days, or in your case, and in a lot of cases, up to many, many weeks, even 4 or 5, 6 weeks, no contact. With often no contact with anyone, you're sort of very isolated. How important are those relationships? Not only even within your own family, but your usual community.
Yeah, really important. As I said before, human beings are relational people. We are built to be in relationships, and many different types. And I guess this is where your social circle can be really a great protective mechanism for your mental health. As I've said many times, we know that people who feel connected in the community have really meaningful relationships. That is a great protective mechanism for your mental health. It doesn't mean that you can't experience mental distress. It's a great protective mechanism. And I guess what occurs, as you get older, often your social circles diminish. And look, that's okay. Part of that's inevitable. But in this series, we've been talking about having a sense of purpose and being intentional, because the opposite of that is just kind of letting your life kind of go through the motions, and then many years down the track you get there and think, oh gee, well, this didn't happen and this didn't happen and these relationships have changed. Because if you leave things just to chance, it's probably quite probable that you're going to be having a diminished social circle. So what's really important is for us to be really purposeful and intentional in our relationships. And obviously, there's multiple layers to this. So for me, it's like it's with my children. How am I purposeful about actually building time to with my kids, one-on-one time, then playing with them, rather than just leaving it to chance? So I'm really intentional about how I connect with them and playing sport with them and coaching. And it's different for different people.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone who has a spouse or a partner or a significant other, we need to be really intentional about how we foster that relationship. We don't want to just take it for granted and let it go through the motions, because typically, relationships may just decline if we're not purposeful and intentional. It's kind of like a garden, you know, you need to pay attention. If you just leave a garden to its own devices, yeah, little fruit trees will probably throw out some fruit every season, but you know, it'll get overgrown with some weeds and it won't look neat and tidy. So relationships are just like gardens. I think you need to be really intentional. You need to do some maintenance. You need to have a bit of a plan of what you're doing. But also for our broader circle of friends, sometimes it's easy. Oh, I'm just really worn out. I don't feel like going out Friday night. I'm worn out. But it's actually really important to keep those friendships and those circles of friends, because sometimes you need support. Sometimes they need support from you. But that's how I kind of look at relationships, and I wanted to talk through with the family listening this morning, is about how do we be intentional and purposeful around those range of relationships, the people in our immediate family, in our household, extended family, but then also our network of friends and people in our community groups, because all play a different role in our lives. They do play an important role, but the key is we need to be purposeful and intentional at maintaining these relationships and fostering them and helping them to grow.
You're on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Adrian Munro is with me, and joining us on the line is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. You've got some tips for us this morning?
Yes. Yeah, I have, thanks. I made a list of when we were in lockdown, which we haven't been much in WA until, you know. Anyway, I made a list of the people I knew who were living alone and made an appointment with one of them, at least, to speak to at a certain time on a certain day, so that they knew someone was going to ring in at that time, and or they rang me one way or another. But we both knew that we were going to have contact on that day, and knowing that going forward helped us all a lot. And so I spoke to someone each day a week, and of the week, and they knew I was going to call them on that particular time. The other thing was, when we were in proper lockdown, a group of us did the same sort of thing, made an appointment, but we got onto a Zoom call, so we were actually looking at people and talking to people at a certain time on a certain day, and that helped us all through an awful lot at the very beginning there. And so they're my two tips of keeping in touch, because you can have really good conversations, and but making that appointment and moving ahead, it means that if they've got no one else to talk to during the week, which these people probably did, but if they had no one else to talk to, they know someone's going to ring then.
Well, good call, Kathy. There we go. Really appreciate your call, Kathy. Talking about, I love that, making a list of people that are living alone.
That makes an appointment. Very intentional,
love
very purposeful.
What a great example.
Excellent example.
Kathy,
yeah,
well done.
Couldn't done better. And I guess the take home is it's always good to finish on a challenge. The same way as Kathy has done, I would challenge people listening today, what is one thing you can do to be intentional and purposeful in the relationships you're building with people who you live with, or your broader family, and then also people in the community? And this doesn't have to be big. It can be as simple as what Kathy said, to say, look, I'm going to call this person once a week. Or it might be, I'm going to go home tonight, I'm just going to send a few texts around to people just to check in and see how they're going. It might be just once a week, I'm going to create a space with my kids where it's just me and my kids, and we focus on doing whatever it will be. So for some people, it might be a bit bigger. They might say, look, you know, I haven't been in this community group for a few years. I'm noticing I've lost that connection. Therefore, I'm going to get back into them. I'm going to get on the bike. I'm going to get back into this group. So it might be big, but it can be very small. So that's the take home, is that being purposeful and intentional doesn't have to be big or onerous. It can be just a small thing every week, but it can have a really profound positive impact on your life and especially your mental health. Again, come back to where we started. Why do we do this? It's because a sense of belonging, a sense of connection, and meaningful relationships is a great protective mechanism for your mental health. And that's what we're trying to do here. Is we're trying to say, let's not wait until our mental health is really bad to try and fix it. Obviously, when people have mental distress, for whatever reason, they need to get support. Absolutely. Yeah. But what can we do to put these protective mechanisms in so that hopefully we don't get to that point, so that we're fostering really good mental health and well-being, and purposeful, intentional relationships is absolutely one of those things people can do.
Love it, Adrian. Love it when you put out the challenge. We are out of time, but really appreciate you coming in today.
Great to be here.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Adrian Munro, who is the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.